Okay, well, welcome to Talking Family, Talking Life. It has been several weeks since we've done a podcast. Sarah did one, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago, but we're back to doing them now, hopefully weekly. You know, for those of us who, you know, have been following our family and stuff, you know, for myself, I've been dealing with some health issues for the last several weeks, so that's the reason I've been non-existent, and then been off of work for a couple weeks and then vacation, so getting back into the swing of things. You're very quiet.
Me?
Yeah, you're on your phone.
I'm looking at notes.
So anyways, you have anything to say that's worthwhile? Anything good?
It's Mike's birthday today.
That's right. It is my birthday today. Big 39. Then it's over.
Over that hill.
So anyways, but it's good to be back, and the topic we're talking about today is actually a question that was put in, or a topic suggestion that was put in.
By Melody.
Yeah. By
somebody at our church.
By, you know, several months ago, and we're getting to that today. But the question, or the topic that we're discussing today is how to help our kids overcome fear. And I know Sarah had a few things she's going to say before we really get into answering
that question. I was trying to think of things that kids struggle with, but I guess that's not really the point of today. But whether you are a small child or a teenager or an adult, we definitely all face fear, fear of failure. I think for small kids, a lot of times it's just the fear of the unknown. Well, that's a fear for me too. Fear of taking a risk or just fear of not being good enough. We all struggle with fear, but, you know, the list could go on. But, I was just thinking about how fear blocks our view from God's greatness. Fear draws attention to the challenge that we're facing instead of focusing on how powerful and how great God is. And so sometimes we just have to learn to shift our focus off of what we're fearful of and our attention onto God. You know, fear doesn't keep us in a place of joy. It robs us of joy and peace, and it makes us feel utterly powerless. So it's just not a good place to be.
I think one of the things that we have to understand, and we do know this, but a lot of kids today are very, very fearful with a lot of things. Bryson, our 8-year-old, Sarah and I have seen it a lot in the last few months, last 2 or 3 months especially. He has some health issues where he can pass out in an instant, at the drop of a hat. I mean, he has a very...
If he gets hurt, if he gets sick.
He has a very, very sensitive system that we're told, and different things trigger it, and he could just, I mean, you name it, and he could, I mean, it could be the craziest things that causes him to pass out. And in the last 2 or 3 months, I would say specifically in that time frame, he has grown to be more and more and more fearful of that. And, you know, as a parent, you don't want to see your child fearful over anything. So we're experiencing firsthand, you know, what it's like to have a child who struggles with fear. And, you know, when we were doing a little bit of research on this topic, we, you know, at Google and, you know, you Google biblical solutions to fear and all, you know, different scenarios. And you notice something pretty quickly when you do research on this, and it's nothing really overly groundbreaking or new that we have found. But we're going to give 5 steps on how to help our kids overcome fear here in just a second. But when you get into Scripture, do you know what I've noticed and what my wife have noticed in many and most of the passages when it comes to fear? It's just, it comes to prayer, specifically taking your fears, your worries, the things that you're anxious over, you take it to God in prayer, and He'll help you overcome that fear. Man, wasn't that just a monumental, incredible thought to have? But again, we live in a day and age where we're just looking for something magical, that magical quote, that magical passage that we've never seen before, something that we've never heard before. But God made it clear abundantly, time and time and time again, you have a problem of fear, you have a problem of worry, well, bring it to me and I'll help you overcome it. So I want to throw that out there at the beginning. But we came across this article, and I'm going to give credit to where credit's due. When I, you know, when we find something that's really good and it's from somebody else, I got to give credit to where it's due. But we came across this article on faithgateway.com, and this is where we're getting our five main points from, is on how to help our kids overcome fear. It's from this lady named Jennifer Price on faithgateway.com, and I came across it while we were doing some research on this. I thought it was really, really, really good, really simple. But her question was, so how do we help our kids overcome fear and walk as the Bible teaches us to walk? The first solution that she gave, very practical, was to create a safe place for conversation.
This is something that we're really big on, being open about conversations about anything in our home and with our children. Fear can be just crippling. But when you are not willing to talk about it, it can really be damaging to someone. So we have to create a safe place for them to talk about what they're scared about. And sometimes just saying it out loud and hearing yourself say something out loud and talk about it and explain what it is you're afraid of and why you're afraid of it, sometimes that is enough to just calm your spirits, and hearing it come out of your own mouth or hearing it out loud is enough to make it seem less realistic, less scary. But what's so hard for me as a parent, what I have to be careful of is to not just dismiss it, because it's something that in my experience of life and my age that I'm not scared or fearful of that. I have much bigger things than that to be fearful of. So don't dismiss something that they're bringing to you. Acknowledge that it really is a fear of theirs, and then help them to process through, is that a legitimate reason to be afraid, and what you should do about it.
You know, look at this point. It says create a safe place for conversation. And what safer place to have a conversation than in your home? Hopefully your place is a safe environment and that they feel safe, where they can bring their fears and concerns that they have without being judged, without being ridiculed. I mean, again, there are some things that they need to get over. You know, if I have a 13-year-old kid that's scared of ants, I'm not going to, you know, it's like, okay, come on, grow up, you know what I mean? But there are some great deeper concerns and fears that our kids have, and they need to feel safe in having those conversations.
I actually have a couple of kids that are really afraid of flies. They're our littlest ones. But yeah, it's hard. It's a loud buzzing noise, and they think maybe it's a bee or something like that. But yeah,
I have no sympathy for that. All right, number one, create a safe place for conversation. Number two, admit that you yourself experience fear sometimes. And one of my many, 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 many weaknesses and faults that I have, I am a worrier. I'm fearful of a lot of things. I know there are root problems to that. I'm not going to tell you what those root problems are, but I struggle with that. But I think it's healthy to admit to your children, and you know, and we keep talking about our kids and stuff, but I think it's important to even have these conversations with your spouse and stuff as well if you're struggling with this very thing. I think our kids need to know that they're not alone when it comes to dealing with certain situations. And if fear is one of them, then let them know. If you can be specific on what you're fearful about, do that. But also, as you're telling them, hey, you have a fear over this, well, let me tell you some of the things I fear. And that will open great spiritual dialogue with you and your kids. But don't just tell them what you're fearful about, but tell them how you're working to overcome that fear, or how you've overcame fearful situations in the past.
There's just comfort in knowing that other people struggle with the same thing sometimes, you know. And have that conversation if there are other siblings in the house too. It's amazing sometimes how just hearing it from a brother or sister or mom or grandma or grandpa just brings comfort in knowing that they're not alone and knowing how somebody else worked through that.
Okay. Now, the third thing she said here was this: teach your kids to make prayer, which we talked about already, the go-to when they are feeling fearful. So teach your kids to make prayer the go-to when they are feeling fearful. We're going to read some couple passages here in the next point, but I'm going to read a couple right here as well. I told you earlier that when I was doing research on biblical solutions, and it just said prayer, prayer, and prayer. I mean, Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. And then a classic passage that we know, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. If we're going to get any, if our kids are going to have any hope of getting over their fear, it's going to have to start with prayer. I can't. Sarah and I cannot give any greater advice than that right there. If you're looking something for, if you know people are looking for something deeper or something more magical, then they're going to have to go find it. But I can't find anything better than that solution. Are there other practical steps that we can do? Yeah. But if you're looking for practical step number one, is to teach your kids that prayer is the go-to when they are fearful. And that's what God commands us to do because he knows it is the best solution.
Well, we can't always be there either, right? You know, if they're at home or in the car and we're accessible to them, it's a little easier. But I want my kids to learn, you know, if they wake up in the middle of the night worrying about something or they're fearful of something, I want them to learn to go to Christ first before they wake me up. but if they're at school or out with friends or something else is going on, they just need to get in the habit. It really is a spiritual habit of going to Christ first. The voice of God is so much more important than any of the other voices that they are hearing. And so we need them to learn to develop godly spiritual habits. And this is one of them, that they go to Christ first and that they lean on the Holy Spirit before they even lean on mom and dad. It's important to lean on mom and dad, but before they do that or go talk to someone else or go call their best friend on the phone, they need to be going to Christ first, just like we need to.
So we're talking about how do we help our kids overcome fear and walk as the Bible teaches us to walk. We've talked about how we need to create a safe place for conversation. We've talked about how to admit that you yourself experience fear sometimes. We talked about how we need to teach our kids to make prayer the go-to thing that we need to do, number one, if we're to do this, if we're doing these things in priority, I think that should be number one, is teach our kids prayer to be the go-to thing to do. Number four, read scripture together that talks about fear. I'm going to read one passage, and I know Sarah has some as well, but here's another passage, Psalm 27, verse number one. It says, the Lord is my light and the one who saves me, so why should I fear anyone? The Lord protects my life, so why should I be afraid? If we can get that message ingrained in their mind and in their heart, that the Lord will protect our life, why should we be afraid? Why should we be afraid since we have the Lord Jesus Christ? If our kids can learn to get that and to understand that and believe that, then they're going to conquer fear. And there was one passage, I don't know if you wrote it down, the whole I'm holding your right hand passage. I had it down.
I didn't have that one here. I have a couple written down, but I think they're ones that you already shared. Did you already read Psalm 34:4? I'll read that one again. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all of my fears.
Right. And we read that earlier too, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good passage though, the one that you're talking about. Do you have that?
Yeah, I don't have it written down here now. I don't know where it went to.
I can look for it if you want me to.
That's okay. You have anything else here? I think when, I don't know how, you know, when you're having a discussion like this and your kid's having a problem with fear, I don't know how it's possible as a Christian father and or a Christian mother not to go to Scripture. our jobs as parents, I believe, and we're talking about fear in this instance, they have got to realize, and hopefully they see this example in our life, that when they come to us to an issue, that they're going to know that we're going to go to Scripture at some point. Whether it's going to be the beginning, middle, end, or it's the basis for our whole conversation. They know that, hey, when they come to us for advice, it's going to turn biblical at some point. And here's what's so great. With this topic, with fear, the Bible is jam-packed with Scripture that deals with this. And, you know, and I think we underestimate on how powerful Scripture is when it comes to dealing with certain issues. And thankfully, fear is one of those things that God covers. And I think one of the reasons that it's so greatly covered is because God knows the issues that we would struggle with, and fear being one of them. So read Scripture together that talk about fear. And then the last thing is this, guys. Read books and Bible stories about those who have dealt with fear.
Being a mom and a teacher and a children's director, this is something that I'm so, so passionate about. And it really kind of links in with number four. But I like to put the whole story into perspective when I'm bringing this to my own kids or kids that I'm teaching in a school or a church setting. And I want them to know that the Bible is so real and so tangible for our lives, and that that these stories, these real true stories, just can come to life and be so meaningful in our own lives and have such good things that we can learn from actual things that have happened and how Christ says we should respond to it. And I was looking at Joshua 1:9. It's talking about when Joshua took over leadership after Moses, and he had some really big shoes to fill. And God tells him, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And the Bible is jam-packed full of you know, stories like David and Goliath, where you know, David's fear ended where his faith began. At the moment that he chose not to be fearful and to just have faith in Christ, his fear was gone, and he was able to stand before Goliath and defeat him with God's power. And then, of course, Esther is one of my favorites. That's one of my favorite Bible stories, one of my favorite books of the Bible. She was so brave, and she took risks, and she trusted God in the midst of great fear in her life. And we talk so often about how kids can come to their parents. You can be these solid, godly parents, and that's wonderful. But Esther didn't have a physical mother and father in her life. She had other family members that were willing to step in and help her and raise her and, you know, lead her towards Christ. But she didn't have mom and dad to run home to. She had to just fully put her trust in God and let fear go and just follow what God was telling her to do. And then Peter walking on the water. Wow. When the waves come, you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. And Peter took a great step of faith in the midst of a storm, in the midst of the sea, and was willing to walk to God. And then, you know, Daniel in the lion's den, and Peter denying Jesus, and Peter defending Jesus, how the Holy Spirit just gives us, you know, reminding us that the Holy Spirit gives us boldness in the midst of fear. And so there's so many things, so many stories that we can look to in God's Word to remind them. And don't be afraid. You know, I think our primary source, I truly believe, should be God's Word, should be the Bible. But there are also really other really good resources. One that's listed in this article that we were reading is a book by Max Lucado called I'm Not a Scaredy Cat. And it's so cute. It's got great illustrations and lots of humor. Of course, it's that one's based more for younger kids. But don't be afraid to look at other great resources out there that you can use for small children, for older children, for adults, to help remind us and walk us through those steps of reminding us what it looks like to look at the goodness of God and the power of God instead of looking at our fear.
You know, if you're looking for a whole passage that really looks at fear, look at Isaiah chapter 41 would be a great place to go. And it's in that passage in Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 13, where God says, I am the Lord your God. I am holding your right hand. And I tell you, do not be afraid. I will help you. And I like that statement there where it says, I am holding your right hand. You know, with little kids, you know, toddlers, you know, that age, you know, really younger kids, when they get scared, what are they going to do? They're going to go try to hold mommy's hand. They're going to try to go hold daddy's hand because they're scared. Well, we have a God, you know, we have a Savior that is going to spiritually hold our hand through these fearful times, and He will help us to overcome those fears. So how to help our kids overcome fear, and again, for sake of review, is that we create a safe place for conversation. Admit that you yourself experience fear sometimes. Teach your kids to make prayer the go-to. Read scripture together to talk about fear. And then the last thing, read books and Bible stories about those who have dealt with fear. So hopefully this will be an encouragement for you. Maybe you're dealing with fear, or your spouse, or your children, grandchildren. You know, share this with them. And I think it would be, and I know it would be a great benefit for them. So, again, it's good to do the podcast again. And it's been forever, it seems like. So we were contacted by somebody here just recently as we were, well, basically, what the heck is going on? So we're back, and hopefully everybody will stay healthy and not too chaotic where we have to go 3 or 4 weeks without doing one. But hopefully the crazy health days are behind us for a significant amount of time. So you guys have a good week, and again, it's my birthday, and here in 4 minutes, the office is throwing me a party, so I gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Gotta go.
It's cake time. Yeah.